Thank you Allah for the Madani environment. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for the Madani environment.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear is Madani Channel viewers, welcome back to our series, and our series is about good Islamic environment at home. And we can say, rather, perhaps we should say, unfortunately, but fortunately, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us the chance and opportunity to learn, enable us that we practice upon we learn. But we come to the end of our series. This is the last episode in our series. And today we look at, we look at your role and responsibility in the family. And I make dua that Allah Azza wa Jalla make it easy for me and yourselves that we are able to practice upon what we have learned. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make it easy for all the Muslims throughout the entire world that we realize what is our role and responsibility in the family, in making efforts to try and change the structures of our family so that we can improve ourselves, we can become good Muslims. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat and the intentions of a believer are even greater than his or her own action. So in this noble hadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, emphasis, great emphasis is placed upon us with regard to how important that we should always focus, and that our actions and deeds should be be done with the intention to please Allah Azza wa Jal and for the sake of Allah, and to gain reward from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So let us make good intentions that inshallah Azza wa Jal, whatever we have learned so far and whatever we're going to learn from all other programs that you watch on Madani Channel, as well as whatever we learn, that we practice upon it inshallah for the sole purpose to please Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jalla reminds us about the role that each and every member of the family has in terms of ensuring that we ourselves are doing the best that we can to maintain a good Islamic environment and to keep ourselves righteous Muslim, and to make ourselves true bearers of Iman, and to become true ummati of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions, and Allah Azza wa Jalla says,
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, inna min azwajikum wa awladikum. إِنَّ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ وَأَوْلَادِكُمْ عَدُوًّا لَكُمْ فَاحْذَرُوهُمْ وَإِنْ تَعْفُوا وَتَصْفَحُوا وَتَغْفِرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم الأمين ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. The summary of the meaning is that all you believe truly among your wives and your children are some that are enemies to yourselves. So beware of them, but if you forgive and overlook and cover up their faults, verily Allah Azza wa Jal is oft forgiving, most merciful. We find that all these ayats of Quran are pointing out that if we ourselves do not play our role in terms of ensuring that we, each and every member in the family, is doing their level best to ensure that they do what is righteous, then this very family unit, it can be destructive to itself. Each and every one of them can become destructive to the other, and the one can contribute to the destruction of the entire family. So whether a person is a husband, whether a person is a wife, a parent, child, sibling, or a relative, we should learn what is our position in the family, the role and responsibility in the family, according to what the Quran advises us and commands us to do, as well as what is the way and the manner in which our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has advised us, as well as what is the example that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set for us. So each and every member of the family, they should fulfill their responsibilities to the best of their ability. If all family members strive very hard to fulfill their obligation, they all automatically get their rights and the family runs smoothly. Subhanallah. Compare this with a car, where the all different parts of a car do whatever they're supposed to do, and it assists in helping each other being connected, and the cars run smoothly and reaches its destination. So the other problem that we face in modern structures or modern family structures, and following all these complicated styles that we have brought into our lives and in our families, is that we're not satisfied with the little. This is the biggest problem. In today's time, we copy each other, we copy others, and we want to live our life according to what we see from other people. Sometimes from people who are not part of our culture, people who are not from our deen. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is our true role model, taught us to look towards those who are less in terms of the privilege that we have, and to look up to those who are more advanced than us in deen. Our beloved Rasul said, don't look up to those people. You know, people that we see in the magazines, people that we see on other programs that are not Islamic, people that we see in the so-called celebrities, and we want to aspire to become like them, we want to live our lives like them, and we want to copy them. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look up to those people who are pious in your community. Look up to those people who have Islamic deen. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, this case will become much easier if each and every member of the family play their role. And in this regard, subhanallah, we have Dawat Islami. What a marvelous and great movement of Quran and Sunnah inspired movement. That movement which all around you, everything that is taught is how you can protect yourself and how you can shape your life according to the Quran and Sunnah, and how you can make yourself the goal, the ultimate goal of your life is to please Allah, irrespective of what profession that you have, irrespective of what you do in your life. This important aspect of Islam, we need to develop this culture. The culture of that we need to look towards those people that who have less than us, and also we need to learn to sacrifice and to have contentment with little that we have. And this contentment with little has been described as one of the characteristics of taqwa, the conscience of Allah, that if yourself, you want to develop your taqwa, you desire to improve yourself in as far as taqwa is concerned, then we need to stop looking up to those that have more than what we have. This will manifest through the attitude of every family member, that they will have less demands, and they will be more less in terms of what we acquire of material things. And in this, we'll be able to fulfill each other's rights and be good to each other. And when we sacrifice the comfort we have, the demands of money will also become less. Opinion and luxury for each other and competing with each other, with other families, etc., will become less. And the foundation of a happy family, good Islamic environment is mutual, will become one of mutual love for each other, for the husband and the wife, for the parents with the children, for the married couple with their in-laws, etc., etc., and ultimately will have true love for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So as Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned that He is the one who has placed that love between us and our spouses out of His sheer mercy. So we can only depend on the rahmah of Allah to bring this peaceful, harmonious and sweet loving environment in our homes only if we ourselves go back to Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, this should be the focus. And if the focus is such that every family member plays his or her role in the house and the desire to have taqwa, then there will be less burden and less pressures and tension in the home. Now, I would like to bring about a very important example and also a very good narration that Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Ghazawi, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, the founder of Dawat Islami, in which he mentions a very beautiful narration with regard to how important it is that if every family member does their role, what is the outcome? In Tafsir Kabir, Volume 1, he quotes that once Sayyiduna Nabi Isa ala Nabina alayhi salatu salam, he passed by a grave and noticed that the buried person was being punished. After a while, when he passed it by it again, he saw that the grave was shining from inside with nur and divine rahmah and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal was being showered on it. Sayyiduna Nabi Isa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu salam requested in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that the secret behind this be told to him. Allah Azza wa Jal said, O Nabi Isa ala Nabina alayhi salatu salam, this person here was being punished because he was a grave sinner. When he died, he left behind a pregnant wife who gave birth to a baby boy. Today, this boy was sent to madrasa where the teacher made him recite Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. And I had haya. Allah Azza wa Jalla is informing Nabi Isa ala Nabina alayhi salatu salam. I had haya, shyness, to punish the man under the earth whose son is mentioned my name upon the earth. See the beautiful thing that how it helps us, how it's important that we as parents as well, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when a person dies, right, everything is cut off. Except the charity which was perpetual that he used to give, sadaqa jariya, and that also that good du'as of those that are left behind, and also that pious child that is left behind, requesting Allah for forgiveness, that is left behind, who does good deeds, is beneficial to the parents. So there is another very inspiring story that Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Radawi Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya mentions in Faizani Sunnah. Actually, talking about this Faizani Sunnah will come in the end, in conclusion, to about the significance of having this Faizani Sunnah at home. So he quotes in his marvelous and well-renowned great book that has got so much inspiring Sunnah, and he mentioned in Faizani Sunnah that Sayyiduna Sahal bin Abdullah Tustari alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi stated, when I was 3 years old, I used to get up at night and see my uncle. Look at it. What we have been mentioning, how important it is that every family member plays their role. I used to see my uncle Sayyiduna Muhammad bin Sawar alayhi rahmatullahi al-ghaffar offer salah. One day he asked me, do you not remember Allah Azza wa Jal? A 4 years old boy who has created you, the uncle, Sayyiduna Muhammad bin Sawar alayhi rahmatul ghaffar, is saying this to Sayyiduna Sahal bin Abdullah Tustari alayhi rahmatullah al-qawi. When he was only 4 years old, he gets up in the middle of the night, he sees uncle is offering salah. So one day he asked me, Do you not remember Allah Azza wa Jalla who has created you? I asked, how should I remember him? He replied, at night, before you go to sleep, imagine if you are uttering the following sentences thrice in your heart without moving your tongue, right? Not inspiring our children with all these materialistic things, you know, decorating their rooms with all these funny characters of movies, you know, decorating their homes with toys and etc. What Allama Sayyidina Sahal bin Tustari was taught by his beloved uncle, that when you go to sleep, utter these three sentences in your heart without moving your tongue. What are the words? Allahu ma'iya, Allahu nadirun ilayya, Allahu shahidi. He says you utter this. He's telling a four-year-old child who gets inspired, he gets up in the middle of the night, sees his uncle is performing salah. Sayyiduna Sahal rahmatullahi alayhi goes on to say, I recited these sentences for a few nights and then informed my uncle of this. He asked me to repeat them 7 more times. I did as was advised and informed him again after a few nights. Then he instructed me to recite them 11 times. So I did as I was instructed. At this time, I felt the pleasure of the words in my heart. So much emphasis we place on our children that they know a lot about movie stars, about celebrities, about this toy, that this game, and all those sorts of things. Hardly they remember anything about Allah. This is the conclusion of our series, that our aim that we should build our homes and make our homes centers of Islam, that we change our homes and we change the environment at home. So Sayyidina Sahal rahmatullahi ta'ala said, I did and continue to recite what I was taught by my uncle, and he said, now recite it until you reach your grave. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, this will benefit you in the world life as well as afterlife. Sayyidina Sahal bin Abdullah Tustari alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi has further stated, making dhikr in solitude, I continued to recite these words for many years until I felt its great spiritual pleasure in my heart. One day my uncle asked, O Sahal, can a person disobey Allah Azza wa Jal? Where is Allah Azza wa Jalla is with him, sees him, and is a witness? So certainly not. Therefore refrain from sins. Then my respectable uncle got me admitted into a madrasa. As I did not want my practice of zikr to be interrupted, I persuaded my teacher to let me go home after he teaches me for an hour. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, when I was 6 or 7 years, I had memorized the entire Quran. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Subhanallah. I would keep fast every day and eat barley bread at Sehri. I kept on doing this practice at the age of 12 years. When I was 13, I confronted the issue. I took permission from my parents and traveled to Basra. I consulted Islamic scholars, ulama, about my issue, but none were able to give me convincing reply. So I traveled to a place called Abadan. I presented my issue to a renowned scholar of Abadan, Sayyiduna Abu Habib Hamza bin Abi Abdullah Abadan, Quddisa Sirrahur Rabbani, provided me the satisfactory and convincing reply. I remained in his company for a long time, enhancing my knowledge and gaining spiritual enlightenment and learning manners. I then moved to Tustari in order to meet my needs. I would purchase 1 dirham of bread to make for myself every night of time. Sehari, I would eat a piece of bread for just 70 grains of salt, barley without any curry. Anyway, this continued and he became a celebrated great wali of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So you see the importance of that. If everyone in the family plays their role and responsibility, and if every one of us raise up to the occasion, and we ourselves, we make ourselves that our presence, and we play our role and ensure that each and every one of us contribute towards to the success of good Islamic environment, then Allah Azza wa Jalla showers that house
with so much of love, with so much of joy and happiness that is pleasing to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Not just merely love, joy and happiness that is only for the sake of fulfilling our own nafs, our desires of the nafs, and only to please ourselves and to be happy for the sake of dunya. But it will be having happiness at home, and this is the ultimate happiness, and that happiness that will lead and enable us also to achieve the highest happiness that is in the life after death, and that is in the akhirah. So as we come to conclusion, what are the points that we have learned? The points that we have learned about the importance of a husband, about the importance of a wife, what is the role of a husband, what is the role of the wife, what is a family, what constitutes a family, what are the disasters and the dangers that we face in today's time. And we have learned some beautiful points that are given and solution. We have learned from various Madani pearls that are presented by Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Radhawi Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, that is given in for the husband, for the wife, for the in-laws. All these people, this was a series that was based on how best can we change the home environment, how best can we make the environment at home good, how can we protect ourselves. So, dear Madani Channel viewers, from this, it is important now for us to make up our minds. It is important for us to ensure that now we take this lesson very, very seriously, that we ourselves begin to make those changes today, and that we should concentrate and put our efforts in ensuring that ourselves, we are here to be tested by Allah Azza wa Jal. We are here for a test. We are like in an exam room. In this life, we are accountable to how we live our lives. When we leave this dunya, Allah is going to question us with regard to how we have led our life in this dunya. So all these beautiful programs we find on Madani Channel are there. This is the Dawat Islami system of bringing alive in our homes Quran and Sunnah into our homes, so that we can change ourselves. What is the mission of Dawat Islami? I must strive to rectify myself. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the whole world, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. So if we this becomes our mission, our life mission, then inshaAllah Azza wa Jal will be inspired to begin to make changes at home, and our homes will change. If our homes change, the entire community will change. And if the entire community changes, the society at large in the entire world will change as well. And to do this, join the modern environment of Dawat Islami, and joining the beautiful programs of Dawat Islami that takes place in your area. And inshallah, you will be inspired and you will be conscious about maintaining the Quran and Sunnah, and you will be focused upon to establish the environment of Quran and Sunnah at home. And you will see that there is glory in our homes, and the former glory of Islam that was there before, it will come back to us. I make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to ensure that our homes are homes that the name of Allah Azza wa Jal is praised and remembered, and the beloved name of His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is always recited, and the Quran of Allah Azza wa Jal, and of our way of living is according to the ways and sunnah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Amin bijahin nabil amin wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Thank you Allah for the madani environment. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah.